Hello and welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. It's certainly been a while, over a month actually, but after a little summer break, you know, I'm back. Actually, I'm starting university studying philosophy, of course, in about 2 weeks. So the content will definitely be popping, in abundance then. So today we're going to be talking about something called everyday aesthetics, also known as aesthetics of the familiar. So the name kind of says it all really, but just to be clear, this is a subfield of aesthetics, so the branch of philosophy that deals with beauty, art, etc. And this subfield focuses on everyday life and experience, as opposed to the usual object of, you know, fine art, classical music, so on. But interestingly, everyday aesthetics not only takes a broader view of what's included in the boundaries of the aesthetic, but it also takes a slightly different interpretation of the term aesthetic itself in order to accommodate this broader approach. So when we think aesthetic, usually, we immediately think positive, beautiful, tasteful, etc. But everyday aesthetics throws the term, you know, right back to its roots, the Greek aesthesis, which was simply used to refer to sense experience, so not necessarily something with a positive connotation. So in this way, everyday aesthetics uses the term aesthetic in a value-free classificatory sense, so meaning to do with sense experience, as opposed to the usual honorific sense, which solely signifies a positive judgment of the object in question. So in everyday aesthetics, the term aesthetic could technically be a negative classification. So in this way, the boundaries of possible aesthetic experiences broaden in everyday aesthetics. Art is not the only thing that can be considered an object of aesthetic appreciation, but so can, you know, the smell of your coffee in the morning, the familiar sounds on your way to work, even manners, insofar as they affect how you experience an interaction with another person. So anything ordinary, as opposed to extraordinary, is up for aesthetic appreciation. So everyday aesthetics is also closely related to environmental ethics. As Yuriko Saito writes in her book Aesthetics of the Familiar, published in 2017, and this is a quotation, guys, our aesthetic desire is primarily responsible for the continuing production of consumer goods created in sweatshops overseas with devastating environmental destruction and human rights violations, as well as ever-growing junkyards. So by reclaiming the ordinary as aesthetically fulfilling, this insatiable need for ever more aesthetic objects, so paintings, clothes, buildings, is rendered unnecessary. So I suppose everyday aesthetics centers more on one's attitude towards objects than the objects in question and their objectively aesthetic qualities. You know, life is only beautiful if you make it so. How about that, guys? I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and apologies again for the brief hiatus. I'm back now, no fear. As ever, if you want to do a guest contribution for the podcast, just send me a message. No experience or even any particular level of knowledge is necessary. I seem to be faring okay, so honestly, I'm sure you guys are more than qualified. But bye for now.